Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Larry Richard, Unfiltered with Jim Krenn and Sheila Hyland, episode 20, and I couldn't be more excited because this is a very, very special edition. It is the celebration of Dominic Arachi's birthday, which is a year-long celebration in Pittsburgh. We celebrate this more than anybody. George Washington, David Lawrence, anybody. It's that big. Donnie Iris. Let's hear it for Donnie Iris.
Everybody. Yeah, Donnie!
All right, look, Donnie, we're going to dig deep into Donnie's background. Right. And I want you to know.
Oh, look, you got the guitar.
Nice. I tested positive. Man. I'm not able to actually be in the room, but with technology, we're able to do this. Donnie, you watching?
Yeah, man.
I decided I was going to do one thing during quarantine that I wasn't able to do before. Right. And everybody I've ever known wants to be you.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wants to guitar. So I decided to take guitar lessons. So I bought a Gibson.
Yeah.
And I wanted to know if you guys would mind if I play just a little riff for you.
Yeah.
And see if we can identify this. You ready?
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
Very nice.
That sound familiar?
You're killing it. How long did that take you?
You're shredding it, Larry. Yeah. You're shredding it.
Great job, buddy. Very nice.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, that's real good.
I mean, harmonica and guitar, brother.
It sounded like the original.
Because I also have my Donnie Iris 1980 edition.
Yeah.
This is Back on the Streets.
Yep.
And Donnie's birthday is officially February 28th. But again, we celebrate it all year long. And I first want to thank you, Donnie, for gracing us 23rd and Vine on the South Side, Carson Street. Thank Bob Bozzelli and Luca Budo. Let's hear it for Bobby and Luke.
Yeah.
And I want to say I haven't been the same since Bob Bozzelli sent me the four stages of making Supersod. I was good just eating it. But I know you don't
have that. Yeah, I make that
meanwhile,
I make it. Yeah.
You make Supersod too?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I want to thank Jimmy Krenn for introducing me to Donnie Iris. I don't know how many years it's been, Jimmy, but I fulfilled a lifetime dream this summer on Anna Maria Island, off the coast of Bradenton, Florida. Nice. I got to introduce Donnie singing, and he opened with the rapper, and everybody in the place came to their feet, and the young sound guy that was on the soundboard on the stage, off the stage, says to me, "Man, that guy's really rocking." I said, Do you know how old that guy is? And then I told him, he goes, Get out of town.
So you know, it's funny, Larry. I've always said this. I've always said, sincerely, you know, I've been around, I've seen every rock performer live, And I always said Bruce Springsteen and Donnie are my two favorite live acts. Mm. And it's funny because Donnie, I swear to God, I saw you, I don't know, about 6-7 months ago, whatever it was, but you haven't really left, you missed a step. You kind of, you're passing Springsteen now. He's slowing down. You're not.
That's good company.
Yeah. I love it. But it's amazing how it hasn't missed a step,
thanks,
man.
Jimmy,
really
thanks.
Has. The voice, everything. I feel, you know,
thank you,
confident
man.
Saying that.
And Sheila, have you ever seen Donnie perform live?
Oh, yes, I have, several times. And, you know, Donnie, you get better with age.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know how that works, but you get better with age. You sound better. You move better. You got it going on, I got to tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Donnie,
how does it feel? How do you feel?
It was good.
And people want to interact with you. So we're going to welcome, still working with Paul after all these years, at 93.7 The Fan and KDK.
Yeah.
Paul Alexander is here. Who's
yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Paul.
Paul. Ronnie Harris, man. Right, Paul?
Oh, my goodness. How about this?
How about this, man?
Now, you probably don't remember this, but back in the day when I was growing up, the decade was kind of a happening place.
Yeah, it was.
That's where I first saw you.
Really?
I was roadieing for a group called Eddie and the Otters. I was good buddies with Eddie.
All right.
So I would set up the equipment, and he would usually open for, like, stars like you.
Oh,
so
okay,
it was kind of awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It's good
and
stuff.
And you do get better with time. You're a fine wine.
How long ago was that, man?
That was mid-70s.
Oh, my God.
Mid-70s. The decade.
Yeah.
Classic.
What a great venue that was,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good place. All good place.
But I was telling Sheila before.
Now? I was going to say, how does he sound now compared to how he sounded then?
Absolutely better.
Yeah,
I think
isn't
the equipment's
true?
Better. It's kind of like golf.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
the equipment's
yeah.
Better,
right.
So you sound better.
Yeah, you're right.
Wait, and of course, equipment we're talking about is voice.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Has that changed the game? The equipment, the microphone.
Yeah, it has. Yeah, it has.
The screen as much, I guess, or whatever.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of good technology now, and it works for.
In favor.
Yeah, it does. For
do
sure.
You have to practice, or can you just get out there now because you know?
We haven't practiced for I can't tell you how long. We just get up there and play. It's like a ritual. You know what
yeah,
I mean? It's
yeah.
It's just
yeah,
something we get up
make
there.
Make it look so easy.
Wait, so I saw
no,
you.
It's hard. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's the next day. I feel like shit.
You got to put energy on performance.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
You're putting it all out there.
I know.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
Yeah.
I saw you. This is like happened. This is funny. Like 3 years ago when you were like Jurgles, and I'm watching. You're just running and doing the whole thing. And
yeah.
I was talking to someone. I said. They said, "Hey, has he been working out to do this? Has he like been training or something like that? Because look at he's going 90 minutes like
no.
No, he does 3 cigars a day.
Oh, okay. Cigars and golf. That's
yeah.
pretty
cigars
much it, right?
That's it. That's it.
That is training.
Yeah. I guess it's training. Is high level training.
Yeah.
I started doing it.
Increases your lung capacity and everything else.
Yeah,
it makes
I know.
Your voice a little raspier,
I
right?
I know, man. It's
scotch and cigars. That's how voices are made.
I thought it was going to be like you were running, you don't know. Like 3 cigars.
Oh, man.
And you're so good with people, too. I saw you at Rivers Casino a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And you came back to the bar afterward, and everybody was, Donnie. I was one of them, of course. Had to have my picture taken with you. But
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was a blast.
That's pretty awesome. Cool. That's pretty cool. You love it, and you appreciate the fans. What was the first moment of your career when you said you made it, or you were just like, hey, something's going on here, something special? Like, was it when you
oh yeah, yeah. Probably back when the rapper came out.
Okay,
here on the radio.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Wait,
stuff.
What was
whoa,
that?
What's this?
What year was that? 69?
70. No, it would have been 69 because
okay.
when it came out.
So you're driving around or something?
Yeah,
like Elwood City or on Beaver or whatever.
In Freedom.
Freedom. PA.
Came on the radio. Whoa, man, I'm on the good man radio, man. It's like cool shit.
It is, right?
Yeah.
And that song just soared, though, man. It sold like crazy.
It did.
It was number one on some charts. And,
oh, yeah, it was really
it was like,
huge.
Yeah, like I think Simon and Garfunkel and you were
yeah,
battling.
Bridge Over Troubled Water
yeah.
was number
oh, yeah.
one.
How about that?
I got knocked out of one. By Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
A privilege in a
oh,
way,
yeah,
right?
I'll take that.
I get knocked out by Muhammad Ali. That's okay, kind of cool.
I'll take that.
That's all right.
Hey, I got to ask you. You hear some musicians say, I've been doing this song 30,000 times.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
so sick of it. I just got to ask.
No, none of the stuff I do, I get tired of. I just love being up there and doing it.
And it shows.
And yeah, I mean, you can't get sick of your shit.
Right. Right. That's true.
That other mean. People can.
Well,
but
you can.
Yeah,
but
you can. I know a lot of people are sick of mine.
That's for another podcast.
I'm not. Right? Yeah.
So, Donnie.
Yeah. Oh, you're there.
Larry,
oh,
Larry. Okay. Hey, Larry, I forgot about you, Larry.
Oh, you were napping.
Okay. I get it. I want you to look, if you can, at the screen here.
Yeah.
The background on my screen.
Yeah.
In my home, it appears to be like a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Oh.
In this town, it's the Donnie Iris birthday bush.
Wow. Wow.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Wow.
That, wow.
Nice.
That's pretty. You don't take that much.
You get recognized everywhere you go. So I've told the guys the story about when we went with Jimmy and Bruno Sammartino to Italy, and we were in the queue outside of the museum in Florence.
Yeah.
After Jimmy and I went shirt shopping, and we got these cool shirts down Florence.
Bottom
yeah.
down Florence.
Down Florence.
And we hear, in the middle, there's hundreds of people in the street, and we hear, Donnie!
Yeah!
Donnie! We're from Mud Hall! Yeah. What are you doing down Florence?
What are you doing down Florence?
That's crazy.
Awesome.
That's
We've been hearing about that trip on every single podcast, by
oh,
the way.
Oh, I know.
Every podcast.
We got to go again.
I got to go this time.
Greatest trip in the world.
Was, man.
Great stuff. Great stuff, man.
Donnie, you always, you had a lifelong dream of going to Italy with your real name is Dominic Garacci.
Yeah.
Where's your family from in Italy, and how great a trip is that for you to experience that?
They're Calabrese and Bruzzese.
Wow.
So Bruno was right there. We went up to, was his Bruzzese?
Bruzzese?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Cool. That's right, Bruno.
Yeah, he was Bruzzese. Oh, yeah, we loved it out there. It was so much fun, man.
Yeah, just extra having Bruno there and stuff.
Hey, guys, imagine this picture. I'm in Venice. On a gondola with Donnie Iris and Jimmy Crenn. And some guy goes over one of those little bridges where you see the gondola guy, now he's up on the back. Ricardo. You hear some faint thing go, I can't believe I just thought I saw Donnie Iris and Jim Crenn.
On a gondola.
On a gondola.
Hey, Larry, remember, that was where I proposed to you.
Yeah, he did.
Did he accept?
Yes, he did.
To do unfiltered.
Right in the Grand Canal.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that was a great experience with Bruno. And
we're
really excited because apparently after all this time, guys, we just signed a distribution deal for Bruno Sammartino, the documentary. It's taken forever to do, but finally we got it going. So
I'm excited. It's been a long road, Larry.
Nice.
I want to show you guys, you're going to appreciate this because our buddy Chris Eithen up at Eithen USA did a beautiful job, and I think he really captured Bruno. Take a look at this if you can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A champ.
He painted that. That's a painting of Bruno in the ring.
Damn.
And that is going to be the face of the documentary.
Oh, my.
And you guys were there in Bruno's hometown in Pizzaferrata when we showed it to the townspeople, some of those people who lived that experience of escaping the Nazis. And it's a great story about Bruno coming to this country, 13 years old, 75 pounds, didn't know the language, and is able to literally become the strongest man in the world.
Yeah, unbelievable.
I thought Larry was shocked.
What happened?
He's so shocked, he's frozen.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Uh-oh. Still froze. Larry's frozen.
You're frozen. Okay.
All right.
Might be a good time for a break.
On that note, I have to just say happy birthday.
Oh, thanks.
And you know what's so cool is when someone's doing really well in life, I call them a rock star. Because that's the coolest thing to be.
Right.
And thanks. You are one. And thanks. You're one of the coolest people in the world. God bless you and happy birthday.
Appreciate
all right.
It. Appreciate
unbelievable.
It. Thank
cool.
you, man.
It is. Hey, you know what's funny about that and that trip with Larry?
Oh, there he is.
By the way.
Hey, Larry, remember when the thing reminds me of Donnie and Bruno, people that are so famous, but Donnie shares it with people. And I noticed that's what Bruno did. In the sense of, remember,
yeah, he was a good guy.
Share. Like there was a statue. They're doing the whole thing. There's thousands of people. Yeah. And Larry and I are standing there, and then all these thousands of people are screaming. He looks over and goes, "Pretty cool, huh, Jimmy?"
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. All right. So I got to ask you, if there were a statue of you somewhere, where would you want it to be?
Oh man, I never thought
maybe
of that.
I
don't know. Where you what do you think
I'd
it should
Point
be?
Point Park.
That's a really good question. Oh, Point Park would be awesome.
The city,
yeah,
so.
The whole city.
We could put it in Giant Eagle and have you stealing bread. There were Donnie Iris.
What is this story now?
Someone calls in.
And said, "I saw Donnie Iris squeezing the town talk bread at Giant Eagle."
Yes. Yeah. He goes, I'm in Giant Eagle. Yeah. I got one loaf of bread, town talk. I put it in my cart. A hand reaches in, takes the time talk, and leaves. Guess who it was? I go, "Who?" He goes, "Donnie Iris." I'm like, "What?"
He was quick. He was always quick.
Well, listen, I want to find out the true history behind pants and that. And we're going to do that. We got to let Paul Alexander get the work. Paul, salute to you
for coming
to the prize party for Donnie Iris.
Oh, he froze again.
Salute.
So, salute.
Take a little sip.
Larry and I both have our glasses of wine. You all are missing out.
All right, we'll be back with more Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Krenn, Sheila Hyland. Episode 20 with Donnie Iris continues in a moment. Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Krenn, Sheila Hyland. The episode 20, excited. It's Donnie Iris's surprise birthday party that he knew all about, but that's okay.
I had no idea. No idea.
February 28th, he has fans not only all over the world, but he has fans in every imaginable circle. Count me one of them. And I got to know Donnie through Jimmy Krenn. And Jimmy, you and Donnie have this great relationship. I'm curious if you guys can talk about the origin of pants in that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Lara. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a huge Donnie fan of his music. When I was at IUP, we always do it for a girl. I slept overnight outside to get tickets to Donnie Iris concert.
Nice.
At Fisher Auditorium. I loved him too, so I was excited.
Yeah.
So think about this. I sleep overnight to get tickets to see. That's how much of a fan I am. Yeah. And I'll fast forward about 7 years later, and I'm on the radio, and you're sitting there next to me. I couldn't believe it.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
doing charity jams and all, and Donnie couldn't have been more gracious and kind, and that's how I was fortunate. So I was this huge fan. So I'm doing the skit Pants and that, which is based off how my grandfather used to take me to this store over on Northside. It was I didn't even know what it was. It was a clothing store that had sawdust on the floor. I didn't know what that meant. So I make a store, Pants and that, and so I was excited to do it with Donnie. So I came up with an idea, and Donnie played perfect. His brother Lonnie became the manager of Pantsinet. So, and the biggest seller at Pantsinet is the Donnie Iris Dickie. Long story, but still, it made Pantsinet. It built it. That whole chain never would have made it out the Donnie Iris Dickie layer.
And don't forget Connie Iris.
Connie Iris. There's Connie Iris too, sister. but Donnie's jealous of Lonnie.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Lonnie's successful manager at Pantsinet. So,
very
successful. That's what the whole skit was about.
I'm curious, guys, how many people thought that was an actual place that they could go to?
Many. Is that people ask?
You ought to open up a store.
We should. Right? In a strip mall near you.
Do you remember the skit at all? Could you do us a watered down version?
I get my disability check and pow, it's down to Pantsinet. And they go in. And I'd like make up the three arm shirt or whatever, the Donnie Iris Dickie, leisure suits with shorts or some weird thing.
Remember that thing we did at Nick's Fat City?
Oh, that was amazing.
With what's his name? Edgar
Schneider.
Yeah,
it was he was amazing.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I go to Nick's Fat City for a gig, And
Edgar
Snyder's there.
Yes.
It's Edgar Snyder, man. I'm like all giddy and stuff.
Yeah. You know what? What happens? I didn't know you could be. I was coming out of stand up. I didn't know you could like get sued for doing like on a radio show. Yeah, I was making fun of Edgar Snyder and he skits and stuff. And he's joking.
Yeah, yeah.
So he calls. He said, "There's a phone call." I'm like, "Mr. Snyder, I'm so sorry. I didn't know what I was doing. I apologize." He goes, "Oh, I love it. I go, really? I love it. I don't do it live." I'm like, "Okay."
He definitely did.
He embraced it.
Yeah, he
and
did.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, he did.
That's why he's successful. He embraced it. He got it.
Yeah,
you know, he got it. And the audience loved it, right?
Yeah, they loved it. Loved it.
Because that was the first one.
And I'm excited, guys, that we're also joined by former anchor man and fellow musician, Paul Martino. Paul, when did you first discover Donny Aris?
Well, I was a kid growing up in Chicago, and I heard the rapper on AM radio, and I loved the song. And then when I got here and I realized the connection, I was thrilled to death, and I don't know if you remember this. The first time I met you, I interviewed you live on the air at, not Diesel, whatever it was before Diesel.
Nick's Fat City.
Fat City. I don't know if you remember that or not. There was some big deal going on with all Pittsburgh musicians, and you were sitting on stools, and it's the first time I met you.
Then, oh, yeah, I remember
Then we
that.
Did a benefit together, and the cigars came out, and we just hit it off.
Our guys.
That was it.
But can I echo what's already been said? I saw you in September, I think, at the Roxian. And so I hope you don't mind me giving your act away, but this he does 90 minutes jumping up and down, screaming, hitting all the notes, and then the encore. Can I give the encore away?
Yeah.
He does, with a little help from my friends, a la Joe Cocker Woodstock. And if you remember that performance, my man is hitting it after 90 minutes.
And you know,
I was blown away.
You know, as a performer and musician, that's
you get
a lot
tired.
Of energy. That's a lot of energy.
Yeah, like I said, I'm no good the next day.
I could see it.
And there's no breaks in between either. And you just performed in Greensburg at the Palace Theater February 5th. And you've got another show coming up February 19th.
Yep.
19th. Which is also part of the birthday celebration.
I was going to say, this is an annual thing now, right around your birthday.
Yep.
These shows.
Did you ever, in your wildest dreams, man, when you're starting out and you know, working with Hall & Oates, always been thinking that you'd be performing in front of, not little rooms, thousands thousands of people at 79.
You pack them in.
I remember seeing Chuck Berry when he was 60.
Okay.
And I said, man, like, I can't be doing this at 60.
Could we even
old.
Do it, right? When we were kids.
Yeah, I know. No way. And then here I am, 79
you might,
years old.
I was going to say, you're going to be doing it at 80.
I am.
That's going to be a big
deal. That's my goal.
God willing. Make it's unbelievable.
Make it to 80 at the show in Greensburg. It's going to be nuts.
Yeah, at this rate. And you'll probably have 5 shows next year when you hit 80. Right? You've got 2 this year? Why not 5?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, 1 a week.
You've been
4.
Fortunate. You've been fortunate, though, with your voice, because a lot of singers, as they get older, something happens where it just tips a little bit. And it's a little bit off, you know, their voice.
Yeah. Well, you can't get the high notes anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He does. But he definitely does.
Yeah, that's what's interesting. It's a genetic thing, I guess.
I guess.
Right?
I mean,
because you're not doing any special exercise.
Or it's water and Coriopolis.
Or the Cori water.
Cori water might do it.
Was your mom a singer?
Donnie, since your book came out, The Story of Donny Aris and the Cruisers, which, by the way, has a custom reading rating of 4.9 out of 5. I'd like to find that 0.1.
Oh, yeah.
They got a 4. But
I think it was Joker.
The fact that you launched really,
Joseph would
buy everybody
him.
Wants to know, can Donnie still hit the high note in Aaliyah? And obviously you can. What do you attribute your ability to just keep doing what you're doing?
Cigars.
Yeah.
Coach your throat, Larry. Coach your throat. You can sing easier. It's bullshit.
Some people do honey and tea.
I was going to say, no vocal exercises?
No, no.
Well, do you warm up before a show?
I don't.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, when you've been singing for how many years? 70 plus? It just becomes naturally. You started when you were about, what, 5?
Yeah, not professionally until I was like, I don't know, 20.
Yeah. Did your mom get you interested in this?
Yeah, she did.
She was a singer.
Yeah, she was a piano player in church.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
So you were singing gospel? What did you start? What did you start out singing?
She just played piano and kind of taught me how to sing.
What kind of songs? You wasn't rock or was it rock?
Oh, no, it wasn't. It was like
whatever was going on at the time.
Yeah, it was more like the 40s stuff.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Sinatra and
Tommy Dorsey,
Bennett, that
Tommy
kind of
Bennett.
Stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. That's cool.
I love it.
I got to ask, after all these years, what's your favorite song to perform? And has that changed over the years?
Well, it's still Leah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it gets
I know you like Agnes, too, right?
I like Agnes. Yeah. I like Mary Lee.
Well, like
I like all of them.
Yeah.
The girls.
Of course you do. There are a lot of them.
Oh, come on, Sheila.
I still love the rap. The rapper's still the one that gets me.
Rapper's a good
still
song.
The crowd, everyone loves the rapper.
Yeah, that's a good song.
And the cool thing is, a lot of these younger bands and rappers are taking some of your songs here and there.
Yeah.
The licks off the songs.
Sampling.
They sampled
it. They're discovering
Actually, they sampled another song called Memoirs of the Traveler on the same album that the rapper is on.
Okay.
And they, at least a half a dozen rap groups
have used this song.
Yeah, they've
really
used it. Interesting.
Huh.
And where they found that, I have no idea. How they found that song
in that particular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The chorus of the song is like one of the main things in their
songs.
A group called The Game.
The Game, that's okay.
The Game did it. And
I mean, these are big. Yeah,
great.
Have they paid you for it?
The Game did. The others didn't.
The others didn't.
Yeah.
So some do, some don't. Huh?
Yeah. So I'm not about to find out who
didn't.
Because
I think that's a good idea.
Wait, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You would think the rapper would be the one song that would be sampled, but there's a lot of songs they can sample.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's interesting.
That one they just
it
felt
just took
was
off.
The right thing. Yeah.
More than one artist too. Also.
Yeah, at least a half a dozen.
It's
pretty
cool.
It's got to make you feel good.
It is cool.
Yeah,
right?
go to whosampled.com.
Okay.
And they'll show you the Jaggers and
how
they did that. Yeah.
Who sampled?
Yeah, who sampled? Okay.
You know, I did a lot of stories about a lot of horrible subjects in my career. The most fun I ever had is I did a profile on Donnie a couple years ago for the show Your Pittsburgh. It's a long-form story.
Yeah.
We had such a great, relaxed interview when he was hanging out at Jurgles. He has a regular cigar night at Jurgles.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's camera shy, but Joy, my wife, is here. It's the only time Joy had a cameo in my piece.
Come on up, Joy.
Come over here.
Come on say up,
hi.
Joy. You can at least say happy birthday.
Not with
my
Sorry. Hi, Annie, nice to see you.
Do you remember your line in my Donnie piece?
We love you, Donnie.
That's all.
That was a good
you were right back. Well, we love you, you know. But anyway, that was a fun piece of something I'm proud of.
Yeah.
Larry, you know Ian Smith, who edited that piece.
He's frozen.
Oh. Yeah.
I thought he was reading something.
No, he's frozen.
Are you alive, Larry?
Don,
are you okay?
I mean, Larry.
COVID Larry. Freeze you.
Hey, Larry.
Anyway, come to life.
Look very serious there, Larry. Very serious. I hope you're wearing. Are you wearing pants, Larry?
And that?
Well, Larry and I, we're doing these greeting cards. Of course,
that's a cool card.
It's Yinzer card, so we had to do the Donnie card.
Yeah.
My heart beats
reaches a crescendo.
My heart reaches a crescendo when I see ya. Like when Donny Iris sings the chorus of All Leo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just say I love
it's
your
got
wife.
That canary yellow suit, like, trademark suit.
Cool
Hold your mic up there.
Get that
cool
for,
shit.
Sir.
That's awesome, man. Yeah,
that's so funny.
You're Pittsburgh, baby. You're national. That's a cool thing. You're national act that elected to stay in the city. That's
for
us. This is a unique thing that Pittsburgh has. We have a rock star who lives here,
Larry's
just hangs out.
Yeah,
I can only think of one other city like that. Billy Joel is pretty accessible in New York. He hangs out with folks.
That's nice.
He'll sing on his balcony.
Okay.
Yeah. People walk by, hey, Billy.
Nice.
And then he has a concert every month.
There's Larry. How are you, man?
Oh, Larry, you're back.
You got your guitar.
I just had another flashback. So Donnie and I were on the island this summer. I was to introduce him. So that was really cool for me. Honestly, it was grassroots. And Donnie killed it. But before the show, I said, I don't really have an outfit. So Donnie says to Elliot Falcione from the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau, you got a good cigar store around here. So he picked us up.
Yep.
And I said, I need to get an outfit for the show. And we go to the cigar store. He hits it off. Donnie hits it off with the owner. They talk about cigars. They get what they want. And he goes, I'll help you shop. So we go to a place called Beals. And there's the two of us.
Donnie,
I don't know what's appropriate. I'm colorblind. So I had tell people I had Donnie Iris as my personal valet who picked out my outfit for the show.
I did.
How cool was that?
I can't remember. What was the shirt we got? I don't remember.
The shirt had some orange in it, you know? And I got these cool shorts, cargo shorts. Then I realized...
Was it the Prince Purple Rain look?
the blouse kind of,
you know what I mean? Get the crowd going.
And you know what's funny is? When Donnie, you know, I see like in this, obviously back in the streets, you're in this really cool, various states dress on the cover of the album. You're in a, you know, like a suit. And then it dawned on me when you went out this thing, had it like a t-shirt and shorts and tennis shoes on. It was cool as hell. And I'm like, what am I worried about what I'm wearing?
I had my Bob Marley shirt on, didn't I?
Fit the vibe.
We're just glad you had your clothes on.
That's a universal
language. And you know, and speaking of different stages of dress, I noticed on the Yinzer card with Donnie on the cover, he's in his skivvies. He's in his underwear.
What's up with that?
He's much better shape.
He's a little pudgy in this picture, but Donnie's really thin.
Rob Rogers.
Yeah, I was going to say, thank Rob Rogers for that.
Rog works us over pretty good. It's all right, man.
Can you read that, Jimmy?
Yeah, we did. While you were frozen, Lair.
We read it.
I got frozen at. Well, wait a minute. We got something special coming up. Just hang on. Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Cred, Sheila Hyland, episode 20 with Donnie Iris and special guests including Paul Martino, Paul Alexander, Grammy Award winner Jimmy Hoisin's in the house, and we want to thank Luke Caputo and Bob Bizzuto for hosting us at 23rd and Vinyl on East Carson Street near the Birmingham Bridge, Pittsburgh's Bourbon Street.
Bob Bizzelli.
Bob Bizzelli.
Yeah. Yep.
Not Bizzuto.
No. No, you didn't say that.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Lawrence. The COVID meds are kicking in.
Hey, Bob Bizzuto.
Apparently the meds have kicked in.
Are we still on
Bob the Bizzuto's the athletic director at North Allegheny.
Okay, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Right. Okay. All right. Honest mistake. You're allowed one mistake a year.
You ready?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Wait.
Larry Richard Unfiltered with Jim Cren, Sheila Hyland, episode 20. It's the Donnie Iris birthday bash. And again, we want to thank Bobby Bizzelli. I think I called him Bizzuto. He's the AD at North Allegheny. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
I know Bobby Bizzelli is the best, and Louis Caputo, his partner in 23rd and Vine on East Carson Street near the Birmingham Bridge, a great wine bar and a great place. Guys like Donnie, you want to go out back, have a cigar. We're good to go. And we appreciate, Donnie, you taking time. You know, you're so gracious to what Jimmy said earlier about when we travel with Bruno. One of the things that Jim and I loved about Bruno was the fact that he was so good with his fans. You know, I'm sure it gets old sometimes, but I noticed that everywhere we go, including this summer.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, we're hanging on his every word, including this summer and fill in the blank.
He's back.
Oh, you're back.
Sort of.
Well,
look at his
making a strange face. It's like a.
Oh yeah.
It's like he's like he's having gas, like in the middle of gas. Like he's,
do you know what he was going to say, Donnie? What was he talking about this summer?
Yes,
quick, call 911.
Lawrence, what is that all about? There?
What was he going to say about this summer?
I don't know what he's going to
say. I wonder.
I have
Lawrence,
no idea.
Where are you, Larry?
Well, maybe we should introduce who's sitting next to you, a very good friend of yours.
Yeah, we're still like...
Tell us about Dave Hillis, who's sitting next to you.
Dave Hillis. You know him and you know him.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Dave came in from Seattle, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, it's been 4 years now.
4 years now. Well, I met him, and we kind of like hit it off for no reason other than to just talk. After I found out what he did.
Yeah, yeah.
He did the studio engineering for Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains. Who else, man?
Did some Temple of Dog and all the Seattle, that whole run.
That whole run.
Not everyone, but we had a good run there.
That was awesome.
Really, it really is. You're right. As I remember meeting with the Cigar Night.
Yeah, yeah. And you were a fan of mine. And then I found out what you did, and I was a huge fan.
It was weird because when I first got here, I didn't know you were here or anything.
Yeah,
we're listening. It came on the radio, and my wife Melissa says, "You know, he lives here." And I go, "What are you talking about? Dying Irish guy?" Because he lives here. And then I found out you're like the king of the city. And I remember listening when it first came on. Aaliyah came on the radio. It was in my friend Greg Wisnot.
Yeah.
I even remember his name.
Yeah, yeah.
And his green GTO and this. Guitar sound caught me so much, and then
I mean,
he got the best rock scream. He got the best scream in rock.
You do. It's amazing, you do.
You know how many people I've when I work in the studio, I've told like trying to get them to do that or scream like that. I'm like, you know, the Donny Iris.
Yeah, because it's not really like a scream. It's almost like singing it, or in a weird way.
Yeah,
you know, it's not quite just kind of scream, like, or a little bit. You know, it fits.
Yeah, like you scream on key. On key. Yes. That's on the key. And that is the key.
Yeah.
So it was.
It makes it amazing.
It was weird. Then all of a sudden that. We're friends. Who would have thought? Like the that whole
and now we
me wanting to make it in rock and roll and all that, and then listening to your song and being inspiring, and then now we hang out.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Out.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought?
We've got a great music scene here in Pittsburgh.
Have you guys ever collaborated together?
Not yet.
Just on what? Scotch and a cigar, I think.
Well, that's a start.
That's the same. It works. It's Scotch and cigar. Yes.
Some of your that accent you do. Yeah.
The Scarface.
Oh, yeah.
Let us hear that.
That's the best. Scarface.
Jimmy, he's a cockroach.
And you have the look down, too. The facial expressions are priceless.
We watched two movies. He hooked me on Scarface, and he hooked me last night. What? 2 in the morning, I can't sleep. I'm watching Tombstone.
Yo, that's the greatest.
That's a good one.
I love it. Kilmer was awesome.
He was tremendous. Doc Holliday.
All the characters. Hey, there's Larry again.
Larry, back.
Oh, Larry. Hi.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Did you recover?
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I keep getting frozen. It's just a thing that's happened.
Well, it's that time of year that happens when the weather gets below 30.
I don't know if I told you. I play a little guitar now, too. But
all right. Yeah, I heard that lick.
I'm curious. You've engineered and produced so many amazing people and so much talent. What is it about Donnie that it's just, it's evergreen. It never goes away. I mean, it's just as impactful now as ever. What is it about Donnie, his voice and the music that keeps resonating with people year after year?
It's good. I mean, and he's such a performer on stage, you know? I mean, every time I see him, like, I use you now as a peak for me. If I can just make it as long as he did and as healthy and as, you know, together as you are.
That's the main thing.
And, you know, it is absolutely amazing how much this town loves him and how iconic he is here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think, you know, that's that mutual thing with the audience and him, obviously, you know, makes him special.
Mm-hmm. And David, if you keep smoking cigars, you will last as long.
Yeah, I can do half of one. And then I'm done. I can't make it. Oh, I'm an amateur.
That's all right on scotch, though, right?
Is that your favorite drink?
When we were in scotch? Italy, and everywhere we went, everybody was like, "Where's Donnie and Jimmy?" And I knew where they were. They were out outside the hotel having a cigar sitting there.
Oh, yeah. As soon as we arrive, we got to get our cigar.
Yeah,
right.
Got to have that cigar.
And relax, man.
After we're done here, we're going to go one. Huh?
I think we have something special for Donnie, don't we? Where's Dick Roberts, our producer?
Uh-oh.
Dick, what do we got?
They prepared, thanks to Sheila.
Okay.
We got, just give it a sec. It's coming.
I'm excited.
Yes. Hold that thought, Larry. It's soon to come.
It's coming.
We missed our cue, apparently, Larry. We're so sorry. We were distracted
What's
by
that?
The bush behind your head.
Yeah. Donnie Irish bush. Donnie Irish birthday bush.
Yes, birthday bush.
Larry, you kill me,
and
man.
And you know what? Because it's a Donnie Irish birthday bush, you have to leave it up all year round since we celebrate his birthday year round. So it'll still be there for
That's
his
right.
80th next year.
Got to keep watering
it. And you got another big show. On the 19th at the Palace Theater in Greensburg, Donnie, that's become just an iconic annual event.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. We played there on the 5th, too.
Okay.
And had a great time.
It's a great room, right?
It's a great room, yeah, really nice. It was nice. We got another one coming up on the 19th, and you going to come?
Oh, you're on the spot.
I'd love to be there.
You're frozen.
You're putting on the spot.
No, he's not frozen.
All right.
Hey, Larry.
No, I'm in.
Yeah, you're in.
Larry, coming out.
You could bring the harmonica. That'd be a dream. Little harmonica.
I was kind of hoping you'd bring that up.
I'm helping you. He plays harmonica. How about that?
Do you?
Yeah, I just found out.
Oh, nice.
Hey, we got a little something going on, Larry. Go ahead. You can introduce it, Larry.
Yes. Okay.
There it is. Let's sing happy
it's
birthday.
It's our turn to sing with Donnie. Right.
Ready, Larry? Let's do it, Lawrence.
Wow.
Let's sing. Make Beth pride you now. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Donnie. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Sheila baked that.
Yeah, I baked that. You'll notice there's a guitar on the cake, and can you see what it says? It says,
we love you.
We love yins.
Oh, nice.
Dwani. We love yins, Dwani.
Nice.
All right, so make a wish and blow it out. And just, you know, be careful because it is the day and age of COVID. So we don't want you blowing too hard on the cake.
We're all right. We're family. Yeah, we don't care. We're all in.
Yay.
We're all in. Hey, baby, very good.
Good job.
I like it. That's very nice.
Thanks. Very nice.
You are very welcome.
So, Donnie, where do you want to go next? I mean, since we went to Italy, where do you want to go next? We're going to go somewhere.
Let's
next
go
year.
Back.
I say back.
Yeah,
let's
right?
go, back. Go back.
Yeah, we got more to do there.
Yeah, we have unfinished business.
Yes, we do.
Oh, boy.
We do.
Starfish.
Yes, exactly. We have unfinished business there.
You remember we took a picture in the museum, you, Jimmy, and me. You're not allowed to take pictures in there near the sculpture of the David. You know, we had the picture with the thing.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy posted that. It got 100,000 likes.
It did.
That was nuts, man. Oh, that was nuts. All right.
Yes, it was.
That's a pun.
Yes, they saw it. The point.
I think we should take our podcast there too, so you can make more memories.
Sheila,
because again, we keep hearing about the trip.
You got to come on.
Pretty much every podcast. That and the Demon of Brownsville Road, of course. Too.
Oh, that's our other thing.
Yeah, you know what? Great idea, Sheila. We're going to take the podcast to Italy next summer.
Yeah. Huh?
Why not?
Woohoo!
I like it.
Let's do it.
Right. That's it, right?
We'll start saving our pennies.
We'll get married.
That's it.
We'll get married in Venice since I proposed years ago.
Check out Donnie's book, The Story of Donnie Irish and the Cruisers. I want to thank, first and foremost, you, Donnie, for just being you and the entertainment you provide. And it's so needed right now where people need a lift and just want to escape life for a while and sit back and enjoy. And Dave Hillis, the platinum producer. Dave, we appreciate you coming by. Make sure you have some cake and more wine and a half a cigar. Right.
Thanks.
And I thank Paul Alexander, Paul Martino, Jimmy Hoyson, Grammy Award-winning producer as well.
Come on over and say hello, Jimmy. Come on.
Say hello to everyone real quick.
Right. Give a birthday wish.
Can I have some cake?
Absolutely. Yes, you may have some cake. That's what it's for.
Brother.
How are you?
Oh, the sun came out.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Jimmy's got some hard
work. Hey, Larry, how are you?
He's got some awards.
I'm sorry not to see you here today.
Matt, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm better now. Let's put it that way. So
you don't look so good. You don't look so good though. No, yeah, you look fine. You look good. I'm a little disappointed you're not here. And a friend of mine is here, Rob Diener, who I think you know.
Rob, producer.
Yes, Rob, he and I are doing some co-producing on some projects out at the Vault together.
What a beautiful studio.
What a great studio.
You've been there.
I've been there.
I can't remember. I think I met you at Jurgles in the cigar room.
Did you? Where else would you meet
and
me?
My fondest memory was there's no ventilation there. And I'm like, get out of there. I'm like, stink so badly.
Oh, you got to put your clothes
in
the
I know.
Right. Yeah. I mean, outside.
So I've met you at the Vault.
Yeah, nice to see you.
But you should come out and record sometime with Dave Hillis.
Yes, you should.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
I'm
waiting for the...
Yeah, I met
Jimmy Crenn, too.
And Jimmy Crenn. Yeah, Jimmy and I were talking about... I don't know if anyone's heard him singing here, but we've talked about doing an album together.
We're doing an album.
And I told him through the magic of Pro Tools and Autotune and Melodyne... And editing and cutting and pasting flanging.
In other words, it's going to sound like Donnie Iris.
I think we're going to make them sound better than Donnie Iris.
We photoshopped the album cover. We're good.
Yeah, exactly.
Share a story. First of all, Jimmy has been really working hard on his singing career, but we did an event. Jimmy Crenn.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we did a lip sync charity event at Burn on the North Shore a few years ago.
Too,
I want to tell you,
I really nail it.
It was one of the coolest events we ever did for charity, but I felt bad because it was all these people in sports and TV and radio, athletes, and Donnie Iris. And Donnie won by lip syncing his own song.
That doesn't seem
fair
to me.
It was so unfair.
A great job.
So unfair.
The judges gave him 10 across the board. Yeah.
Scott from the Clarks.
Yo, he did something great.
Best performer that
he
night.
He did a great job.
He did a job on, who was it?
Was it a
Britney Spears?
Oh, Britney Spears. Sorry. Yeah. Mariah Carey, somebody like that? I can't remember now.
What's her
some
name?
Female.
It's a female.
I think
his
daughters put him up to it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But it was really.
Scott did a great job that night, man. He was funny.
You're right, Donnie. It was great.
Yeah.
Kim Gable did a great Shania Twain.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We're going to do that again.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that was it. Good memory.
He was awesome.
Yeah. We're going to do that again.
So what are you doing next, Donnie? Where are you going? What's up?
The 19th.
19th, and we're going to see. Greensburg. We're going to go out, Larry.
Yeah, let's go after that. What do you want to do? What are you going to do next?
Oh, we got some other shows booked in Ohio, Kent, Ohio, and 3 or 4 other ones.
What about here in Pittsburgh?
We
just had a show the other day.
Yeah.
It just happened. Yeah. So with the pandemic, does it get more normal, would you say?
It's getting more normal. Yeah,
which
it is.
Good.
So we have several shows booked after the 19th in Ohio.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, people are starving for great entertainment. And I've seen what I saw again, just watching your show on the island this summer. Yeah. Man, that was fun. They stood the entire time your opening song through Love Is Like a Rock. So thank you, Donnie Iris. Let's hear it for Donnie Iris. Hey, birthday.
Hey, birthday. King Cool.
Awesome. Thank you, man. Keep bringing good music to us. Great music and all you've done. Mr. Grammy, multiple Grammy Award winner.
Well, I definitely want to catch one of your shows. I've never seen you live.
Yeah.
And would you be willing to have him do background singing?
Oh, my God. Well, if we can get the pits.
No. No, I mean, I love him. I love him.
Well, that was honest.
Right to his face.
Right. We're close friends. We're cigars, buddy.
I'm so sorry, Jimmy.
We're family.
Wait a minute. Jimmy Hoisted.
We'll go to the show, Jimmy.
Yeah.
We'll go out.
You know,
they
we can
asked
him while he's
alive. Jimmy, Brent, and I.
Oh, man.
Jimmy, Brent, and I asked Donnie, could we be backup singers? And
no.
Donnie said, yeah, no. Back at the Cleveland.
Yeah.
anyway. All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Welcome.
We'll put a wrap on episode 20, the Donnie Iris birthday special. Thanks again, Jimmy Hoisin, Dave Hillis, Paul Martino, Paul Alexander.
Bob Bozzelli.
The Buzz.
Luca Bob Bozzelli.
And Melissa Hillis, Dave's wife, who's also a very good friend of Donnie's. So I just wanted to give you a shout out.
And Rick Dolnack, I want to thank also Jim. Let's hear it for our audio guy. You should see his resume. Jim Patulski is so much more than what he's doing for us, and we appreciate him. Let's hear it for Jim.
Yeah, Jim.
There's no question of that. He's a big deal.
Our producer, Dick Roberts. Let's hear it for Dick Roberts. Thank you. And, of course, the effervescent, ever-talented Sheila Hyland and my good friend. And, Jimmy, since I've met you sincerely, my world has changed, and I met some of the coolest people on earth, like Donnie Iris. So thank you, brother.
Right back at you, brother. You're the
Larry,
best.
Larry, get better, okay?
All right.
Feel better.
Larry, filtered with...
Any
friend, Sheila Hyland, the Donnie Iris special. That's a wrap. Go to kdkradio.com or download the free Odyssey app. Thank you, guys.
Thank
all
you.
Right, Lawrence. Thanks, Larry.
Well, now he's going to play his guitar again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.